From Directions Magazine, this is Directions on the News for Tuesday, September 4th, 2012. Each week, this podcast looks at news and trends related to all things location. This is Adina Schutzberg, Executive Editor in Somerville, Massachusetts.
This is Joe Francica, Editor-in-Chief in Huntsville, Alabama.
Last week, the news was all about Hurricane Isaac. All sorts of maps, beyond those of its predicted course, filled government and media websites and blogs. Old apps were refreshed and new ones announced. A week later, we look back and share six pieces of advice for map makers as learned from Hurricane Isaac. But first, a word from our sponsor.
This podcast is brought to you by Esri. Make ArcGIS Online the mapping platform for your organization. Sign up for a free 30-day trial today at esri.com/agoleval.
Now, I want to start out by saying it's so easy to critique other people's maps and their interfaces and where they put them on the web and how they got the information out about those maps. And our goal here is to really identify where there's room for improvement and hopefully give us some indications of what might be changed in the future. And I want to start off with a tweet that crossed my browser last week, and it was from Cindy Fowler, who works at the Digital Coast NOAA Coastal Services Center. And she sent a link to a map in response to a blog post that she had read called Learn Which Hurricane Tracker to Use with Hurricane Tracker 101. And that was basically an article that listed a bunch of map resources. She sent the link to the map, and this was a text that accompanied that link. We know it needs new interface, but data is good. If we only had more time, and then there was a smiley face. So I went to look at the map that she linked to, and it wasn't, in fact, a map of Hurricane Isaac. It wasn't even a map of current situations. It was a map of historic hurricane data put together by NOAA. So I guess my first observation here is we've got to address the question or the situation. If the situation calls for current maps of what's going on now, as the article she was referencing did, adding to the conversation with historic data is a little bit out of context, so that was sort of disappointing. Maybe more important to me was this comment about the fact that it needed a new interface. I think we're in a position right now where organizations like NOAA and local governments and newspapers should really have some templates set up so that when there is some kind of a situation, man-made, weather-related, or otherwise, and they need to make a map quickly, they can literally just plug in the data feeds or the data layers, and the interface is all set up, and that interface has been tweaked over the months and years that it's been in use, and there are no issues. But this idea that we need more time on this interface, and this is for historic data, it just sort of confused me. So I guess there's a bunch of takeaways there, but I guess they boil down to give us information about maps that are valuable now and have some templates ready to go.
And so did you find any others that you could point to that looked like they were template-based, that they were pulling in data?
I did, and actually I'll use one of those in my next example.
Okay, good.
So did you take a look at that map?
Yeah, I did. In fact, I'm looking at it as we speak, and I would advise some of our listeners to do the same. Look at our show notes. We'll give you the links. You know, your point is well taken, because I want to go to the issue of the templates. And you would think, and I looked around at some of our own public, some of the publications that I'll talk about, and I think some did a better job than others, but I would agree with you that this should already be kind of an automatic. And my question is NOAA is the obvious choice to go to, or what's the other obvious choice, which might be an emergency management agency, a television station, some place where you would immediately top of mind think of where do I go for the map?
For authoritative information.
Correct. And I think as we noted a couple years ago in one of our podcasts, when we were talking about wildfires in California, the most authoritative source was a TV station that gave you all sorts of information about evacuation routes, shelters, whatnot. And that's what I was looking for. And I have to say that I looked at the Alabama EMA, Mississippi EMA, and Louisiana Emergency Management and Departments of Homeland Security for those states. And I was a little disappointed that I didn't find exactly that, which was evacuation routes, shelters, whatnot. That would be my first takeaway is I went to those places. I didn't find any. I really thought that immediately on those EMA and Homeland Security homepages, here's a map. Here's where you go. At the very least, if you're not looking for a map, you're looking for shelter. And you're certainly looking for evacuation routes.
That's really interesting, and it brings up two ideas in my head. One is this whole idea is that all data is local, right? I want the data about if I'm preparing or dealing with a storm, I need to know what's going on right in my local geography. Whereas if I'm sitting thousands of miles away like I was for this event, I need and might want very different kinds of information.
Yeah.
But you're right. Going to your state agency, you would think they would either have that information right there or make it very clear where to go to get it.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. And I'm not thousands of miles away. And you know, we have heard several reports by the governor of Alabama what to do. And of course, down in Mobile and in Baldwin County on the coast, these people have dealt with this before and very recently. So maybe they already know. Maybe there's a basic assumption, this is where I know to go. But I would think for others, in particular tourists, and this is tourist season, what do I do? Where do I go? I'm not going to wait for the public safety person coming up and down the street with the bullhorn telling me to get out, because that time at that point is probably a little bit too late. I think there's a range of issues that the public tries to deal with, and I'm not sure that the providers of information are doing their best job.
And for my second point, let me move on to a related topic, which is that if you go to your favorite search tool to find some data, to find a map, what comes up? And again, I'm thinking about two things, authoritative sources and local sources. Sitting up here in Boston, I went to Google News and I typed in Hurricane Isaac map. What I got back as my first hit, for better or worse, was Google's crisis map for Hurricane Isaac. And that's not a bad resource. It's built up on government data. It does have information about shelters and a bunch of other things. But no other resources, the state resources didn't seem to come up. Local resources didn't come up. So I wonder if organizations that are putting together this data are not tapping into the important search engine optimization to get those authoritative maps pushed up to the top for tourists and for others who really don't know where to start.
Yeah, I think that's a great point. Yeah, I too looked at the Google crisis map, and you know, obviously that's the thing that comes up in searches. I think by now we're all relatively sophisticated users of search technology that you would think that if I'm a casual user of the internet, that's the first thing I would do, search for the map that I would want, whether that's evacuation routes or shelters. So I would agree. Of course, we know Google's optimizing their search engines and would do that, but that doesn't speak very well if you're looking specifically, like I was mentioning before, for that map on the emergency management or your police website or wherever you're going for that source. I'll bring up a map that I found fairly good. It was a TV station out of New Orleans, and you know, it's a typical weather type radar map. What I found good was the fact that they're identifying storm cells, lightning strikes, National Weather Service bulletins, and of course weather issues are tropical storms. Now that's not necessarily anything too different than what you'd find on weather.com or AccuWeather or wherever. But I did find it nice that they were able to tell me where the storm cells are, tell me about lightning strikes. It gave me some rather sophisticated information about the current weather situation. It's about as best as I could find. Certainly New Orleans, you would think you'd get something like that. And of course, it had little pop-up tools about the direction and danger possibilities for each of those storm cells, which I thought was good. And if you zoom in, you'll get fairly accurate readings.
Well, and that brings up this challenge that we've seen over the years when we deal with any kind of local, regional crisis, is the folks on the ground locally may have a better sense of what's needed and put together those sorts of maps. And we have this interesting dichotomy between the news media, on television in particular, and these government organizations at various levels and media on the web as to how they communicate about weather. And you've made the comment several times that in these kinds of crises, you go to your television.
Mm-hmm.
And hopefully you see a familiar face of your local weatherman standing in front of a map that looks familiar, telling you the things that you need to know. He or she has curated all this data that's out there and is giving you what you need to know. That seems to still hold, even here in 2012, with the amazingness of the web.
And yet, I think the TV stations that I would go to here locally when we would report on tornadoes and whatnot, because of the disasters that hit last year on the April 27th tornadoes, they decided to put out a weather app, which they made did a lot of promotion on. There was another company locally, Barron Services, that made their app available that sent push alerts to people's phones. Those kind of disasters really, I think, precipitated some of the special mobile apps, because what had happened, and I know what's happening down on the coast now, is you lose power and you can't go to your TV. So where do you go? Well, you know, we have these wonderful devices now, and that's going to be your source of information for everything that you need. Evacuation routes, which would obviously have now live traffic information. That's really important stuff. You want to know where the better routes are. Certainly an app that's devised for evacuation would hopefully have the shelter information, food. These are the kind of things. And I have to mention that we did a webinar a week ago with Google and the Red Cross, very coincidentally, about the things that they were doing in California with regard to wildfires. And they had it nailed. The Red Cross had a great website for all of the things that we've been talking about. But you know what? I'm not sure the Red Cross is the first one that comes to the top of my mind to go and look for those kind of maps.
Yeah, the strange mix of marketing and communications required in here to layer onto the technology. The last point that I want to make is about the complexities of some of these maps and maybe their intended audiences. And I took a look, as I'm sure many people did, at ESRI's public information map. And this is sort of the stock disaster map that ESRI puts together for each event that has sort of a combination of weather information and social media information. So in this particular case, we were looking at hurricanes, current and recent storm surges, weather warnings, as well as social media input from YouTube and so forth. As I looked at it and I looked at comments about it on the web from various sources, this sort of juxtaposition of the social media part of it and the valuable authoritative data part of it. And I saw a blog post from a local journalist in Redlands that said something on the order of revisiting ESRI's public information map for information and entertainment. And I think the social media part was the entertainment part. And again, so juxtaposing those two things together maybe didn't make sense. Maybe they should have been split up either with different maps or a different interface to make it clear that you could remove one or the other. And that led me to write a little bit about the fact that I'm not sure who this map is aimed at. While the press was made aware of it, I'm not 100% sure that the intent was to then have the press embed or make their readers aware of the map, in part because it had no help button to explain what all was going on. There was some text that explained something that I think is maybe a little bit advanced, that you could actually go in and change the queries for the social media content that was being added to the map.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not sure anybody would find that because it wasn't in the help. And again, it's sort of a little bit deeper than maybe people want to go. And when you did actually find the tab that said about, what you ended up on was a technology page about how this map was built and where to get the source code, which is all good. But it made me think, well, maybe this is really a sample for developers. Right? So this sort of confusion about who this map is for and how it's to be used.
Well, I think what it speaks to is that we're kind of early days in terms of aggregating social media and how well it becomes a source for people who are tagging this onto a map. I think you made the point that is this more for social value, or is it really effective and useful? And I'm not sure we know how to do that very well yet. We're not doing very well in just putting basic data on a map. Putting social media on a map is also challenging. Strange that we didn't see anything like that, and I did search Facebook for some maps about the hurricane. I didn't really find anything very good. If you put in Hurricane Isaac into Facebook searches, get very little response. So I think we're kind of early days in trying to aggregate and assimilate social media in a context that's worthwhile to people.
Right, you know, that whole idea of making it valuable as opposed to making it sort of entertainment-y.
Yeah.
Or just simply interesting. Now, the one thing I will say about ESRI, and going back to my first point, is this is a template. And this is the same template. In fact, it's the same URL that they use for all the different events. And all that changes is that the area covered of the map, the default area, changes. And those queries that define the social media are different.
Mm-hmm.
So this is the epitome of a template. So that's great.
And the only last thing I'll bring up is I did think the maps that were presented by USA Today and the Wall Street Journal, more template-oriented, more historical tracks of storms-oriented, but I think the way that the information was presented was very clean. Again, helpful for the general information, for the general audience, not great for the people who are trying to get out of harm's way.
Right, and I'd add the New York Times to that list. They also had some quite easy to understand, straightforward kind of maps. And again, I think we're seeing this juxtaposition between media and its ability to communicate and the technology community still learning how to get the key information out, how to get it found, and so forth. That's all the time we have for today.
Our sponsor, Esri, would like to remind you that you are invited to attend the ArcGIS 10.1 Transform Your Organization seminar, where you will learn about the range of mapping and collaboration capabilities in Esri's latest software release. This free half-day seminar is being held in select locations across the United States from September through November. To register for the seminar located closest to you, visit Esri.com/transformyourorg.
If you'd like to comment on today's podcast, you can send us an email at editors@directionsmag.com. You can tweet us at directionsmag, or you can leave a comment where this podcast is hosted at Directions Magazine. Thanks for joining us, and be sure to tell a friend.